You're watching Etching With podcast, and this podcast has been presented by A-Star Financial Solutions UK. If you have any queries about mortgages, wealth management, property, life insurances, get in touch with A-Star Financial Solutions UK. Our silver partners, New Luxme Jewelers, for classic timepieces and jewelries, get in touch with New Luxme Jewelers. Aldershot is where you need to go. Also, Tap Tap Send. To send money to Nepal through a tap, then download the app today and use the promo code ICHIN10 to receive a £10 extra bonus. Our bronze partners, Nepal Authentic Dining, for yummy Nepali food in London. Get in touch with Nepal Restaurant in Boston Manor and Shepherd's Bush. And finally, Nepali Music Festival 2022, taking place on the 16th of December. We will have Sabine Rai and the Pharaoh, Ekdev Limbu, Trishna Gurung, and your host will be myself. That's the spiel over. And I have with me today, Samir. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Lex. Huge opportunity.
Really?
feeling very honored to be here. Yeah. Well, thank you for inviting me.
Samir ko lagi dheri dheri dhanyabad hai na. Samir lai chen aba kaha bata suru garnu malai nai thaha chaina. I feel like if we start talking, there's so much to talk about. Tara suru ma, let's talk about something that has happened recently.
Okay.
Gorkha movie Nepal ma pani release bhayeko thiyo yo September ma.
Right.
Congratulations on the release and congratulations on everything that the movie has done from the UK to here to lots of screenings outside. Even New York.
Thank you. Yeah. Gorkha movie has been well received by loads of different audience, different platform, different countries, and it had been a great experience for me as a learning process, and also to soak it in, that experience of being the lead in Gorkha movie. Yeah.
र गोर्खा मुभीको बारेमा कुरा गर्दाखेरि जुन बेला यो सुरु भयो पेन्डेमिकभन्दा अगाडि र पेन्डेमिकको बिचमा पनि धेरै प्रमोसन्सको लागि यु नो द टिम दौडिनु परेको थियो भर्चुअली होइन समटाइम्स विच इज इभन मोर टायरिङ अनि पेन्डेमिक पछाडि भन्दाखेरि पेन्डेमिकको बिचबिचमा नै अल्डरसुटको स्क्रिनिङहरू हुन थाल्यो होइन अनि त्यस पछाडि यो सालमा चाहिँ अलिकति भव्य तरिकाले नै फिल्मको डिस्ट्रिब्युसन र स्क्रिनिङ अगाडि बढ्यो नि त Sparkere dakhiri, how does that make you feel? Because sometimes I felt for the cast and the team, like, wow, they've been talking about this movie for so long.
Yeah.
About that, you know, sometimes I'm tired pani huncha ki, but because it's such a, you know, it's a project which I believe is so personal for everyone. So, you know, is there a bit of that, you know, let's get this done and seen by as many people as possible?
Yeah, 100%. It has been in the process for a very long time. पहिला हामीले कुरा गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ आई थिङ्क ब्याक इन 2015 वी टोक्ड अबाउट इट मी एन्ड प्रदीप वु वर टोकिङ अबाउट इट लाइक ओ या वी प्रोबब्ली हेभ टु डु अ स्किट इन गर्केस विच वेयर लाइक क्वाइट लाइक प्रिभिलेज टु बी हियर इज बिकज अफ द ब्याकग्राउन्ड अफ आवर अबाउट ड्याड बिन अन गर्के अनि त्यो कुराहरू चाहिँ लाइक इट वाजन्ट सिन इन द मेन मिडिया mass media and like also tyo kura chai reflect garnu highlights garnu chai ekdamai important cha jasto lagera chai we were talking about 2015 tira nai that like we probably plan out like to do a skit sano sano kura haru garum baru like maybe mini series jasto banaera we can probably promote it bhanne kura garera thiyo but later on process gayo despachi there's new draft of the whole movie come out ani short movie garni plan bhayo अनि फेरि अर्को ड्राफ्टमा फेरि अर्को मुभी गर्ने भने सो ड्राफ्टहरू कति पछि चाहिँ लाइक हामीले चाहिँ पहिला चाहिँ सुरुमा चाहिँ फिक्सनल काइन्ड अफ थियो पछि चाहिँ लेटर अन वी प्रोग्रेस टु लाइक ओके लेट्स वर्क अन बेस्ड अन द ट्रु इभेन्ट्स बिकज देयर आर सो मेनी स्टोरिज अनटोल्ड हाम्रै गोर्खाको बाबुबाजेहरूको कथाहरू यति धेरै छ कि द्याट लाइक वी डोन्ट निड टु रिलाई अन फिक्सनल स्टोरी त्यो भनेर चाहिँ लाइक वी प्लान आउट अनि प्रदीप बेसिकली राइट द होल स्टोरी बेस्ड अन द ट्रु स्टोरी ट्रु इभेन्ट्स अनि जुन चाहिँ हाम्रो फर्स्ट भिक्टोरिया क्रस पाउनुभएको कुलवीर थापाको बारेमा चाहिँ कसरी पाउनुभयो उहाँले चाहिँ त्यो भूमिका बाँधेर चाहिँ लेख्नुभयो अनि त्यसमा चाहिँ वी गन थ्रु सो मेनी रिहर्सल्स एन्ड वी गन थ्रु लाइक सो मेनी प्रोसेस अफ लाइक फन्ड रेजिङ for the movie, and this was very shoot career shoot, but you pre post productions, but like COVID happened, and then like it just stretched further and further. So after like 7-8 years, it just coming as a fruit, which we finally able to release like all over different places. It's not out in digital yet, which hopefully will be out in coming future. But we went to different cinemas to see like a lots of people reactions, and it was like coming back to life. The story that we created, it came as live to impacting so many different people as well. And you want feedback or something, and to get like a direct comment on it. And also like sometimes like when we are a part of the audience, we get to sit down with them and like interact with them. And the greatest thing that happened from this project itself was to meet Kulbir Thapa's descendants or families in Nepal, like when we did the first premiere show in Nepal, in Kathmandu. And it was like really shocking, but very pleasantly surprising moment. Kinabane, when we started this project, we had no clue about where their family is. Also, regarding him, there was like only 4 paragraphs written in the history book. So to mitina laiko itihas lai, which was like nearly finished history. Like we rewrote it, and we got connected with like these descendants of Kulbir Thapa. And it was like really pleasing, and they were very happy about the movie itself. And they were so happy, and like I mean, some say live interaction garne right. Oh hamro baje ta kasto young hununda raicha, hamro boju ta kasto young hununda raicha gaun ma aera dekhera chali, and it was such a delightful experience. And tyo kura chai hudaina thiyo hola yadi if we didn't make this movie itself,
of course.
And so like kati kura haru chai hamro haraundai gairaheko cha ke estai history haru, and just to gather and just to keep that legacy alive, just to preserve that history, which has been like a biggest part in Ambro growth ma, I think it's quite important to make a movie like such.
It's been an amazing
experience.
I think it's such a honorable project for everyone to be involved, whether you are someone who is visible in the movie or in the backgrounds as well. There's just, you know, it's not just a film, it's something that's going to be archived. It's, you know, one of the first times that someone has created a story on Gurkhas that's coming from the angle, storytelling perspective of a Nepali person as well. And, you know, I think I've spoken to Pradeep on the podcast, I've spoken to Gaumaya on the podcast as well. And now finally, we've managed to find time to get you on the podcast. I think, you know, well done to everyone involved. Ra arko kura chan ke sodhnu man thiyo bhane, on a personal level, ra angle ma chai, kati dherai chiz haru hamile garincha, suru garchhau, ani kahile kahi chai hamilai kasto thakeko feel huncha ni ta, haina? And tyasto moment ma chai, what do you focus on, or what do you kind of reach out to get you going, to get your energy back?
I think it's mainly important is the objective itself. Why are we doing that, and why you started that project initially? That will keep you going till the end, just like some say. Ani kati kura say, we as a human, like we tend to start and just end it without like finishing the project, because like we don't strongly believe in it. We just do for the sake of doing it sometimes. Ani isma say, I think like loads of this project itself was like quite meaningful to me. Ani also it was meaningful to so many cast and crews. Ani sabaile voluntarily basis ma yusma yo movie ma kaam gareko thiyo, ani they put so much work and dedication towards this movie. Ani it's also because of their dedications you feel that you have to push yourself forward, and you have to give that consistently. Just pani hudarai cha, ani tyo euta thread ma chai you all get knotted on, ani tyo bhako hunale chai it kind of like sabai is going towards the same aim and ambitions, same objectives. त्यो भएकोले चाहिँ इट्स इजियर बिकज लाइक समटाइम्स लाइक आई माइट ल्याक एनर्जी बट गाउँमा हेज द एनर्जी टु बाउन्स मी ब्याक समटाइम्स प्रदीप माइट नट ह्याभ द एनर्जी एन्ड लाइक आई विल बी आस्किङ लाइक ओके के कसरी हुँदैछ के हुँदैछ देन yeah it's just kind of like it goes within the circle and taspachi like sabaile ekarkalai chai energy pass garera nai like we kept on going and finally product aayo when it actually came out in Nepal and thulo main parda ma thulo thulo hall ma jada khiri chai I felt like oh finally done bhako thiyo tara at the same time like I felt like hold on a second like कति धेरै मान्छेलाई चाहिँ अझै देखाउनु छ पनि त बाँकी दे सो मेनी अडियन्स द्याट वी हेभ टु रिच आउट टु अनि त्यो अनुसार चाहिँ वी हेभन रिच आउट टु सो मेनी अडियन्सेस येट त्यो कारणले चाहिँ इट हेज टु गो इन अ डिजिटल प्लेटफर्म एन्ड एट वान पोइन्ट अनि त्यसै होपफुली इट विल गेट रिच आउट टु मेनी पिपल लाइक हु वन्ट टु सी हु कुडन्ट बी देयर फर प्रिमियर एन्ड on a cinema screening ma so hopefully the project hasn't end yet so it's still going on so kind of like to keep on going to do for promotions and everything is a bit tiring but at the same time it's what you involve yourself with what do you so kind of like cuz I indulge with it because of that factor when it's to why drive keeps me moving on further and further
and hopefully Gorkha Beneath a Bravery will be released on digital platforms soon and more people will be able to see it. I would definitely encourage people to kind of find ways to watch it as well. When I first saw it, Aldershot ma, the screening ma, I was quite surprised at how great of a product that you guys ended up creating with, you know, such, I guess, sometimes limited resources that you guys were working with. So that was quite impressive. Ra arko kura chan ke pani bhanna man thiyo bhane, acting, haina, it really depends on how you know how someone who might be listening to this podcast knows you but there's so many different avenues that someone might know you via right? So back in the days when we first initially met you were part of quite a lot of skits and promotional videos that were promoting party events and this ma pani obviously there's acting involved you know, I did not know that one, you know, you would end up pursuing this line of work, but was acting something that you always had interest in as a young person?
Acting has always been, definitely something that I was so very passionate of. But I wasn't clear from the start that that's the line that I wanted to go to. That's the career that I wanted to have. So during that phase of unclear phases, I tried so many different things. But like keeping acting on side as in as a hobby, just doing like loads of skits, loads of short movies, music videos, commercials. Consistently, like every year I was producing like a few short movies and आफूलाई चाहिँ त्यो टेस्ट स्क्रिन टेस्ट चाहिँ गराइरहेको थिएँ अनि सानैबाट पनि लाइक आई वाज अलवेज लाइक ओ या आई रियली वान बी अन अ स्टेज लाइक थिएटर काइन्ड अफ लाइक त्यो मन चाहिँ थियो तर काइन्ड अफ हाफ ए फ्रु लाइक लोस अफ अदर इन्ट्रेस्ट द्याट टुक मी टुक माई टाइम टुक माई एनर्जी अनि त्यो जर्नीबाट चाहिँ लाइक एक्टिङ चाहिँ स्टार्ट भएको हो अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ लाइक while I was going through that process slowly and eventually I ended up feeling like hold on a second this is something I really love and I can be so good at it which I have like so many different interests but acting has always been my priority and acting has always been something like I can really connect myself with and त्यो भएको हुनाले चाहिँ I felt like okay this is something like I want to go forward with and I left everything behind and so this is the path I'm taking and it is still the beginning of the journey
that's quite exciting
yeah
right because that you know you juggle a lot of responsibilities/roles yeah. and so on and now like you know acting is that one thing which is slightly above all of that
yes
which is
yeah
right? I would have thought
I know yeah it's been a really amazing journey, Mansu. Like the way how we started. Like I think back in 2008, if you remember or not, like we did like Apple Revolution,
yeah,
with Luxia. I think that was the first like where I felt like I acted, short like a Nip mm-hmm. Unity yes. videos. And then after that, like Borchako, like so many skits, we were doing like parodies after parodies, mimicking so many different great actors. And then like working on different side projects, independent projects, and he just keeping that, always being on the lane, always being in that field, always trying to be more creative towards like how I can exhibit myself in the form of acting. They would say like I was consistent in doing it. And then finally I found out like 3 years ago that I was like, okay, this is it. Either this or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible. The other thing that I wanted to mention was back in the days, like when you mentioned about Apple Revolution or Nip Unity, yeah. It's almost like Kiba, you guys go back in time, right? No?
Yeah.
You guys go back. But I think we saw you as a dancer and we right. felt like we're seeing a dancer on YouTube. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, but you know, ultimately everything kind of intersects, right?
Yeah.
So you're acting as well and also dancing.
Yeah.
And your identity as a dancer was much more stronger back then.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk about dancing in a bit, but yeah, sure. Is dancing something which you would love to kind of bring to your new area as an actor?
Maybe, maybe not. but it's one of the pays I've just kind of like stick the glue and just fold it there. But obviously it's within me. I don't think like I can ever call myself like I'm out of it. Like it's dance has always been on me, like ever since my childhood, like I've always been known as a dancer, mm-hmm. Always loved performing, always loved learning like a new way of moving the body and like the movement as well of the body, experiencing like a different way of doing things, especially in movement. So I always was fascinated with dance. At the moment I'm not doing much, I'm not doing as much as I used to do it, like as in competitive level or any, but now I've kind of like wanted to focus more on my acting career,
mm-hmm.
and obviously dance is something I can just take up my sleeves and just like perform like anywhere that requires me to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, great shout. It's, you know, everything in our journey has a time, and yeah. sometimes we pause, sometimes we stop, sometimes yeah. later on we restart it, but in a kind of different fashion as well. But equally, like when at that time when you were dancing, I think you mm-hmm. were able to achieve, participate and do a lot, and create and be part of a community as well. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, not a lot of people end up dabbling in so many different things and being good at it. But I think you've yeah. been able to showcase that, which is great.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I always believed that I was a dancer before I realized that I was an actor. Yeah, even when I was doing like this Apple Revolution, that was like a first kind of like a digital shorts that we did. Even that, like we performed a little bit and then we went to like a different space or different like a dimension, and then like we were performing dance because of that, like a transition in different multi-layered universe kind yeah. of stuff, and which we were doing like back in 2008, and then slowly I was getting into it, and like especially with the dance as well, like because I was competing in so many different platforms, and it has always been me. A lot of my friends that I'm really tied up with is obviously because of my dance. I have like so many casting friends who I'm really close with is through dancing as well. So it's always been part of me, and hopefully one day like I will get back on it again and just
exciting,
bust out some moves.
Yeah, you can bust out some moves, or we'll see you in a Nepali film Rolling Across the Hills or something, which is dance too.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I think this door, I want to back it up. Like there's so many, I believe that there's so many things that I've worked on, I've trained on, I experienced on that are yet to exhibit, especially in Nepali movies as well. And त्यो कुराहरु चाहिँ सबै like I think I'm ready and I'm preparing for it. And so yeah, there will be a big movement that will come up like once I'm there.
Yeah. So besides and before we move on to other topics as well, but besides Gorkha Beneath the Bravery, you've done quite a lot like within the acting scene, whether it's working in behind the scenes for different non-Nepali projects, or also having slightly smaller roles in projects outside of Nepal. But also, you've also done another project, right? Fulbari ma pani gara chhai,
no? Oh, yeah. Oh,
so, Fulbari bhayo. There's the tiger's nest. Yeah. Bhayo, no? Yeah. And I believe you've done quite a lot of extra work and other acting work, small acting work in different things. And so, isto यो समयमा जुन तरिकाको आफ्नो एक्सपिरियन्सहरू आफूले बटुलेको छ नि त्यसमा चाहिँ अब नेपालमा नेपाली टिमसँग काम गर्न र अब बाहिरको होइन नन नेपाली टिम जति नै ठुलो या सानो फिल्म हुन्छ त्यसमा चाहिँ कस्तो खालको सिमिल्यारिटी या भिन्नताहरू आफूले पाएको छ
आई मिन सिमिल्यारिटी इज लाइक यु बी अन सेट यु स्टे प्रोफेसनल यु बी अन टाइम अनि यु गेट टु लर्न एभ्री डे every set ma you get to learn like new things all the time differences sometime the other end might not feel the same as what you're expecting like there's quite a difference between like cuz I've probably done extras in more than hundreds of film
wow
like yeah definitely cuz I started like back in 9 years ago doing extras work so I've been in the background a little bit of standing here and there I'm still doing like so here and there like I'm still doing because I want to surround myself within the film productions projects and so those kind of like each and every set has their own different dimensions different new thing to learn a new thing to experience and regards to similarities I think like that is the main thing like I that keeps me going every time like you be on set like you feel oh no I wish I was on the other end or I wish or I was playing the main lead or I wish I was better at like being on the camera so many things that goes in my thought process differences is like with regards to like international projects and Nepali projects I think some of the work even in international projects like I found it a bit lack of professionality duitaimai chha like differences bhanda pani I think like that's also similar katai katai chai like the whole production team are actually trying to achieve something and they're not an actor is not their priority sometimes they just really focus on like technical stuff only and a lot of the time that they'll be like oh it was good that shot was good but they don't mean that you acted good they mean that the whole lighting and the setup it and the technical looked good you know so even on an international project when I worked I felt like I was not looked after well in terms of like oh they were not looking at my acting they were more interested in like how setting up the lights and setting up the environment for the whole film but whereas like when I worked in Gorkha Beneath I was the main lead and they were solely focused on me even on Fulbari it was I don't have much scene but it's just like a very small part but I really wanted to experience that And it was such an honor to work with the team of Fulbari. And tesma chai, they were very focused on like actor as well. And, like the good thing about it is like you Nepali projects ma chai, you can connect it so well, like, especially probably because I'm from Nepal and you have like so many things in common, like culture, languages, and everything. Like you can talk about things, and then you can connect it quite easily, and then. Whereas in international projects there are different means to connect it but still there's there's, I don't know, like, differences was like, I don't know, like, well, how to say it, but there is still, like, you feel different energy in different places. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's pretty fascinating to hear. And I guess, you know, you would have that experience and to hear it from you, because obviously you've been able to work in so many different projects, not only films. When you were saying it, it literally reminded me of the time that where you were telling me that you went to do the dancing for one of Fatboy Slim's music video.
Oh, that was a long time.
And then, but you were also on the McDonald's advert as well.
Oh, yeah.
That was more like...
It was not actually Fatboy Slim music video. In
anyway, oh.
We were on the Fatboy Slim
house. Yes.
We were filming for the artist called Two Bears.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did perform for that music video. And then with McDonald's ad as well. Like, it was quite fun, which I did last year.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking to post it, like, very soon, because I haven't posted anywhere else.
Oh, have you not?
No, I haven't posted that video.
Oh, okay.
In my social platform, but it's always been, it was in McDonald's social platform, but I haven't posted in my...
Oh, well, I posted it. I was like, oh, look,
I mean, shout out. I think, like, I shared this story.
You probably shared
but
the story.
I haven't actually posted on my feed yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're saying, like, oh, yeah, claiming the fame. But then, yeah, it's one of the little projects that I did with McDonald's as well, like, because they were doing, like, collaborations with Little Loto. And he, through my agency, I got that role. And I was fortunate to do that part.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And, you know, it's nice to see different faces on screen, especially in the UK.
Yeah.
Obviously, in terms of, like, colour, making things more diverse and inclusive, it's something that people are working towards. It can be argued whether people are actually doing it or not. That's another thing. But in your experience as someone, you know, who's represents, you know, Nepal, a brown person, trying to acting, how is it for you?
Welcome to A-Star, your complete financial solution. The A stands for first class service, and the star relates to you, our most important clients. We are a team of whole market advisors with more than 10 years of excellent service. Serving nationwide, we specialized in home mortgages and remortgages, wills and estate planning, residential sales and lettings, property management, real estates, insurances and pensions. For both personal and business financial advices, please feel free to contact us for consultant. We look forward to working with you. A-Star Financial Solution, making your move memorable.
Process has been quite drift. I mean, it has been really, I don't know how to put it out in a word, but
you can dance
especially
it out. You can dance it out.
Dude, I can dance it out. Oh, yeah. I can dance my words out probably. Okay.
Poetry. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
No, regards to that inclusivity, diverse, it's coming up. Like, it's only been quite vivid out there for last 3-4 years. When I started doing, like, background work and extra work last 9 years ago, there were not much of it. Like, you can get, like, probably 1 or 2 projects per year. Maybe I was new, maybe I was not professional then, but it was just taking me on board was, like, quite hard for, like, a background agency and stuff as well. And also in the main, in main cinemas and, like, as a main lead, like, you hardly get to see like, as a, like, an Asian face on it. So it was always difficult for me to associate, like, who my idols are, especially because I've never seen someone like me who actually made it to that bigger platform. So I always question myself, like, can I really make it? Can I really make it? But then eventually now, since the diverse, they're being like, they're including all different part of the race, different gender, different sexual orientation, different faces. So like it's quite prominent. It feels like this is our time. Mm-hmm. Next 5 years probably going to be like quite prominent for like people like us. And like especially for younger people, like whoever is interested in this kind of like platform, this kind of career, then I think there is a chance now, which I used to hardly see like back in 8-9 years ago. I would say there's so many projects that like people get invited to, and like I'm back to back quite busy with like work. Because of that as well, like, because yeah. They're now appreciating the fact like we look different.
Yeah, that's so reassuring to hear.
Yeah,
and I hope like, you know, this that becomes the norm, and it's not just like a thing that's happening right now because of the events of like, you know, the past few years and so on. But yeah, we get to see a better representation and an accurate representation and storytelling as well. Fingers crossed, and all the
hopefully
best
for yeah fingers crossed too. It will stay like that. And yeah, it will stay as a norm.
Yeah,
because it has to.
Of course, yeah. The other thing that I wanted to kind of touch on is obviously Parcha. You know, you are a huge part of Parcha, and Parcha is something that has touched the lives of so many UK Nepalis from early 2010s and so on.
Mm-hmm.
June Festival is like a, you know, mammoth event, which, it's like a musical destination for people.
Mm.
How did that come about? In short.
In short. Because if I have to talk about Parcha, it will probably be like a very long, because it's so connected with me, and there's so many experience I have gone through Parcha. To start back, because we were just in a party, like a house party, I met Nawal and Bikrant, and Bikrant both like bear the heads, and we were just thinking like, okay, yeah, maybe like we should just organize an event. But nije plan thi tithi khera chai. Ani tithi khera chai kasto thiyo bhane, back in 2009, 2008, there were like a few Nepali party, like not as prominent, not as big, and not as unified. So like, एकदम स्क्याटर्ड भर्सनमा भएको हुन्थ्यो, कोही एउटा दुइटा फोक्सटनमा, कोही लाइक लन्डनमा, कोही एउटा एकदमै रेयरली इन अल द सो, त्यस्तो चाहिँ यु वुड गेट वान अर टू, बट देन देयर वाजन्ट, देयर वाज लाइक वान इन इलिङ एज वेल एक्चुअली ब्याक देन. अनि त्यतिखेर चाहिँ लाइक वी रियलाइज लाइक होल इन सेकेन्ड लाइक, बिकज देयर सो मेनी नेपाली पिपुल लाइक लिभ इन द युके अनि डिफ्रेन्ट कोर्नर्समा छ, कसै वाइ डोन्ट वी ओर्गनाइज अ इभेन्ट लाइक वे वी इन्भाइट लाइक everyone from all part of like UK, and then like we celebrate that as like a yoda event ma, and the unified version of like a Nepali community coming together in one place. And that's how we invented this first event, like as a aune parsa. And we were like, oh, still event ma chai aune parsa bhanera, sort of like we invented that event. And especially we organized that event, and did here say we saw like a huge people, like about almost like 1,000 people coming from different end. And 1,000 people back then was like a quite big ask, because there had never been such a huge audience ko like or crowd ko yoda events nai bhako thaina. Ani tedikera 1,000 people were like, oh wow, like we did it, but ni chai moments feel bhako thyo. Ani then we started thinking like, hold on a second, like there's so many different talents who actually lives in different corner of the UK, like why don't we promote them, because they are aspiring, and YouTube was just coming up then.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see like one or two videos in the YouTube like people uploaded, and we really wanted to push those young people who are really talented in different part of their life, especially in creative aspects. So we try to nurture them, try to like promote them as much as possible, and we try to create the platform for them to come together, like where they can showcase their talent. And that's how like we started growing as a person. And we did so many events, almost more than 100 actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 13 years now. We did you can name it like any creative event that we did, I think, like
of course, fashion shows, yeah, art exhibitions, storytelling workshop, I think, yes, actors coming and talking, etc.
Yes,
I think there's been a lot,
and sports events like Jitne Parcha.
Uh-huh.
We launched a magazine as well.
Yes, of course.
We did like concerts. We invited like international guest, international musician. We did Nepali musician in international platforms, such as Wembley Arena. We did like so many events. And the reason why we did was like, it's only because like we wanted to push Nepali music further and also Nepali creativity further out in the world in a wider audience. And it is still going on.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I think you guys have definitely excelled in kind of pushing the boundaries and going to places or venues that our community hadn't before. Also inspiring a lot of young Nepalis, not just young, but people of all ages along the way to keep going. You started as a team of three, but Portia has expanded. You know, a few different people and so on. There's different collectives and so on. But I wanted to ask you, like, as you know yourself, what did you or what do you continue to bring to Portia in terms of, you know, are you the person who's asking or pushing for more like certain creative events, or are you more of the person who's kind of like getting the resources or people to deliver the events?
At the moment, personally, for me, like in an individual personal way, like I'm at the point like where I'm kind of like backtracking from Portia events, only solely because I want to focus more on my acting career. But like obviously, regarding Portia, like what we dreamed of, what we expected, like one day we're going to have such and such kind of event. We kind of like did it in international platforms, bringing international guests around. And we did like so many different events with the different caliber. And we kind of like took it to the next level that is still to touch that bar. Like it's still like a loads of different organizers are like, say, त्यो अलिकति गाह्रो चाहिँ भएको छ अनि it hasn't progressed further than that. जस्तो like त्यो चाहिँ मलाई इन्डिभिजुअली चाहिँ लागिरहेको छ पर्सनली चाहिँ अनि त्यो once someone like raise that bar like to next level, then I would probably think of like doing something further than that. But at the same time, like now what I'm feeling is like, okay, त्यो हामीले गरिसकेको कुरा चाहिँ फेरि रिपिटेटिभ तरिकाले चाहिँ गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ अब वी काइन्ड लाइक ओके वी आर एक्जिबिटिङ वी आर गिभिङ प्लेटफर्म्स टु अल दिस यङ पिपल यङ ट्यालेन्टेड आर्टिस्ट फ्रम लाइक नेपाल अनि बाहिरको आर्टिस्टहरू पनि तर एट द सेम टाइम लाइक वी रियली निड टु डु समथिङ मोर जस्तो चाहिँ अलवेज द्याट्स वाइ आई फिल लाइक एन्ड द्याट्स हाउ Noel feels as well. That's how like Amro team ko Dipendra Dai, Omar, they feel the same as well, like to take it to next level. But at the same time, like so many events go doings are about it, say like I'm kind of like a backtracking for myself for at least a year or two, because I solely want to focus on myself at the moment and my acting career. So yeah, at the moment, like I am not taking myself into next level, but I think my team, who has that aspiration to take it to next level, they are discussing and they are doing it.
Well, I guess that's the beauty of being in a team. So sometimes when you want to kind of take a pause, you know, the others, you know, will be responsible enough to kind of carry it forward. And you guys have been there for a really long time.
So this is the first time I'm taking a pause, but after so many years, and I was like, you know what, I really need to focus on myself as well. So and I believe what we wanted to do from Portia, we kind of like already did in so many levels, being as a community champion, pushing our community further than what there has ever been. So we are really proud of that, proud of the work that we did in the past. And like, I think now, since there is like so many social media, so many platforms, like so people who are not privileged enough to actually perform can get like a platforms as well these days,
of course,
which back then was like very rare and very hard to find.
No, definitely. I think social media has unlocked so many I don't know, gates and made it so much possible for it. But before, you know, one would look towards events that Barcha created, which is incredible. But well, nice to talk about Barcha in a kind of short, I don't know, maybe 10-minute fashion. The other thing that I wanted to touch on was you lightly kind of mentioned it in terms of, you know, words and dancing with words, which I think you were saying as poetry. So, कविताहरू पनि भन्नुमा युनो अलिकति आफू धेरै राम्रो छ नि त होइन अनि सो त्यही कारणले पनि मलाई सोध्नु मन थियो यो कविता भन्ने चाहिँ होइन कहिलेदेखि सुरु भएको बिकज आई डिड नट रियलाइज द्याट यु ह्याड इट इन यु भनेर
ओके कविता भन्नु चाहिँ मलाई सानैबाट रुचि हो खास चाहिँ मेरो एउटा लाइक एकदमै मिल्ने दाइ हुनुहुन्थ्यो Dayaram Panta bhanne dai ani like I think because of him as well like I was into poems because he used to write lots of beautiful poems ani waha le chai share garnu hunthyo ke jaile pani sano ma hudakhari ani tespachi waha le chai guidance har garnu hunthyo tyo guidance bata nai like I was so much interested in like learning like so many different poems of different great literature writers haru bata ani tespachi sanai bata tyo background ma hurkie bhanum na kind of like I was taking part in poem competitions in school ani high school ma gare pani I was performing poetry reciting poems in different platforms And to kind of like your background bhakunale is I was always interested in writing poems getting the emotions out putting in the words and just leave it there as well as I progressed and it kind of like grew in me jhan bhanda jhan dherai tyo bhavana haru ekdamai uthal puthal bhayera niskiyo and despachi tyo bhavana lai chai euta कापी र कलमले चाहिँ सिँगारेर एउटा सजाउनु पर्छ भन्ने जस्तो चाहिँ मलाई सधैँ लागिरहेको थियो अनि त्यसरी नै मैले लेख्ने क्रम अगाडि जारी राखेँ लाइक होपफुली वान डे आई वुड बी एबल टु पब्लिस माई पोइम्स त्यो चाहिँ अब होपफुली अब एउटा वान अफ द माइलस्टोन आई वान्ट टु चेक अन इन अपकमिङ डेज या डेफिनेटली एउटा बुक चाहिँ लेख्नु मन छ एज इन देयर आर सो मेनी स्टोरी पोइम्स द्याट आई अलरेडी रोट that can form as a book but I want to kind of like retouch and go back and look at the scenarios like whether I can still connect that those poems or not and so aile chai pretty much just filing up gariraheko chu sabai and yeah I think with the amount of poems I have I can probably publish 5 books but then I want to shorten it up and probably
ani kavita lekhta kheri chain sabai chain afnai personal experience haru lai chain afule lekheko huncha ki or do you also sometimes write thinking about esto bhako ba you know koko manche haru chain this storytelling perspective ni they try to think of euta certain dukha or sukha and then write from that so I just wanted to ask is yours more personal or
lots of my poems are really personal there are at the same time I do write from the third party as well like I when I hear some of the beautiful things that they've gone through also some of the struggle that the people gone through my own close friends I write from their perspective as well wahala kasari feel bhayo hola tyo kura bhanni kura bata ni maile lekhiraheko hunchu ani just recently maile chai euta मलाई चाहिँ आइरहेको छ क्या एउटा मेटाफोरको अनुसार चाहिँ तर मैले लेखि चाहिँ सकेको छुइनँ बिकज लाइक आम स्टिल ट्राइन कनेक्ट दोज डट्स इन माई हेड तर यस मैले चाहिँ म एउटा झिङ्गा भएर कविता लेखिरहेको छु कि अनि त्यो झिङ्गाको उसको जीवन र मेरो जीवन एकदमै similar cha bhanni tarika bata chai likhdai chu tara it's all in my head like but I'm connecting through it so I find inspiration from every end that I associate myself with ani life ko beautiful things nai tyo I just lagcha malai just afno matai life na bhayera just different other life lai pani afule bujhne prayas garera waharko life jiune euta aadhar banauna sakiyo bhane And I think that would be the meaning of my poem, I think, would be.
That's really beautiful, what you said there. I think if more of us approach that, approach life from that angle, I think, you know, we'd see much more clarity. And I guess, you know, a light, light in how we go about life as well. And I hope I'm listening to you know, poetry by Samir.
Hopefully. Yeah, poetry by Shishi.
Poetry by Shishi.
Yeah, okay. That would be Shishi would be my poetry stage name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shishi is in Kampata, any name?
Shishi is khas aku naam chai dance bado. When I was dancing, like when I was doing break dancing, and like a lot of people, it kept on deriving from different stages, and it shortened bhako bhanda chai shishi madhe baki bhako kura ho, ani shishi word bada chai I think it has a very deeper meaning to what I am, jasto lagcha, ani mero bhavana haru pani त्यही सिसीमै अड्किरहेको छ जस्तो लाग्छ, अनि त्यही सिसीमा नै सिसीको द्वारा नै आउन पब्लिस द होल स्टोरी अबाउट माइ लाइफ एन्ड अदर पिपल लाइफ द सराउन्ड विथ माइ सेल्फ.
That's so deep. Sometimes people are like, "Itika ayo halko." I've had guests on the podcast.
Itika ki pani aundaina
jasto lagcha. Are koko ta aundo raicha.
I don't know, like I think like you still go through the thought process, ani you go through so many different thought processes, and it might come as a like a strike, it might come come as a like a lightning, but I think like people are always going through different experience and past moments that like they come back as like, oh, it just came as a fit.
But I think like, so they, subconsciously something is always building up, and we might think actually it just happened in 0.5 seconds, but then it's, but maybe some of us may not realize that there's been a whole backlog of build-up, right?
Right, yeah.
That makes sense too.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, yeah.
Yeah. So 2022 has been a very, very busy year for you. I know, but Gorkha movie released by you. But Tio Bahek Pani, the rape worker, involved by you. Full Bari Pani, Ma Pani, you got to act. June Festival came back after 1.5 years, 2 years?
2 years.
After 2 years. Yeah,
the last one was 2019, and we did it in 2022. Yeah.
So what was what has been the most memorable part of this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Moment of this year was a chaos. This year was like chaos because the stage that we built on, and we wanted to go bigger than what it was in 2019. We invested a lot of money. And we wanted to go like bigger than it ever
was.
We're
talking about June Festival.
June Festival, right? You were.
No, I was saying what's the most memorable moment this year overall?
Let's go back to June Festival, and then I'll go back to what has been. Because I was thinking like you were asking about the June Festival. June Festival, but say your body say like because we invested a lot, like, and then it was also because there was so many challenges that we faced this year. Even though we wanted to go really big, really in a better form, just because of like unprecedented situations, and also something like which was unforeseen because of the weather conditions and stuff. So stage that we built was like kind of like a damage. So it had to derig for the health and safety purposes, and then it was like squashed down to like maybe 1/3 of it. And then like luckily the whole artists, like they still were okay to perform there because they already made the journey to be performing in the June Festival, and it was such an embarrassing moment. But at the same time, we pulled it off. We kind of like delivered what we promised, but in terms of like entertainment level. However, I think like next year is gonna be like even if we go back to like 2019 form.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it's still gonna be rocking as much as like a better. Well, it would be much better than what we had in 2022. So that was about June Festival. And it's still in a growing pace. Once it was June Festival, say, and because the teams are like so in it. Our teams are so good at it. Especially in the musical events. And regarding 2022 cool experience overall, I'd say the most memorable would probably be just going for the promotions for Gorkha movie.
Mm-hmm.
Also finding myself, I'm training 10 times harder than what I used to. I'm finding out new things. This year, whatever I learned this year was 10 times more than what I learned last 10 years, just like so, in forms of, in the form of acting, in form of like doing physical activities and stuff. So it's, I'm pushing myself in the next level. So kind of like I'm training so much and I'm finding myself. And also all these things would have not been possible without the combined efforts of my family, friends, close friends, and the support system within Atiola. They can say big hats off to them as well. Because of them, I think I'm in this profound place where I can push myself to the next level. Your moment of, okay, getting it right, Vanessa. Next year, getting it done. That's what I'm hoping for. And so, yeah, loads of opportunities are coming my way. Yeah. That's how I feel. I'm manifesting every day. I'm training every day. And yeah, it has been like a really educational, at the same time, really uplifting moment for me for the this mm-hmm. year.
So 2022 seems like the perfect year. I mean, a lot has happened, but yeah. like, you know, a lot of reflection and learning has been, you know, happening as well.
Mm.
23, you said getting things done.
Mm.
Do you see that, you know, do you see there being any kind of barrier that might kind of get in your way of getting things done?
There's always going to be a barrier. I think that's what I'm getting ready for. That's what I'm preparing for. There's always going to be a struggle. And struggle will go on throughout your lifetime. That's what I believe on. But life have to go on as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think like there's gonna be lots of barrier. But I'm kind of like ready and open to take those barrier and overcome it. And hopefully I will have that courage and energy and the same support system to fight it and challenge it as much as I can. Yeah. So yeah. That's what I'm feeling at the moment. So yeah.
Going, flying, fighting, you know.
Yeah.
You have that spirit.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Is there anything that
yes.
Is there anything that I haven't asked?
Okay.
I mean, I feel like there's so many things that we could talk about, but I'm very mindful that, you know, we should focus on the priority, which is acting.
Yeah.
And then the other bits that kind of complement it. Eh?
Right.
Because, you know, it's very hard to interview someone like you as well, who has so many experience and hats in so many different things. We've worked together on various Nepali community stuff, 100%. Events, campaigning as well. You know, you have experience working with people of all different ages within the Nepali community as well.
Yeah.
And maybe my one question is, before I ask you to just talk about something, is after no experience, ma chai, haina, समाज र हाम्रो नेपाली कम्युनिटी नेपाली डायस्पोरा अहिले जुन ठाउँमा छौँ युकेमा चाहिँ त्यो चाहिँ आफ्नो नजरमा चाहिँ कस्तो देखिरहेको छौ होइन किनभने अब धेरै एजको मान्छेहरूसँग काम गर्न अवसर पाएको पनि छ
That's a very difficult question. Regarding my perspective towards this society is always progressive. एकदम धेरै कुरा राम्रो भएको छ जस्तो लाग्छ तर अझै धेरै राम्रो हुन पनि बाँकी छ in terms of like a community ko unifications or ma pahila jati hami scattered bhayera basiraheko thiyo jati segregated thiyo aile dherai nai unified bhako chhau dherai nai kura haru bata be it organizing festival or like being together for like different things ani going out like abroad hiking people taking part in the sports communal aspects but like being together for films and also being together for educational things like mentoring mentees that like we kind of like form those such a very nice system hamro Nepali community ma bhako chha ke aile jasto lagcha pahila ko bhanda pahila aba if we have to reflect back on like last 10 years a decade ago then we didn't have as much of a support system euta mentor mentee bhanne kura haru pani thiyeko thiyena ani euta aile thulo dai didi haruko pani tedikhera chai they were in a transition phase as well mm-hmm. like so उहाँहरूबाट लर्न गरौँ भने पनि बिकज दे वर स्ट्रगलिङ देमसेल्फ एज वेल लाइक सो दे वर नट एबल टु लाइक सेयर वाट दे कम थ्रु. अहिले चाहिँ अब भाइ बहिनी आउने भाइ बहिनीहरू पनि लाइक दे आर सो एजुकेसनल दे आर दे हेभ इन लाइक एक्सपिरियन्स सो मेनी थिङ्स एज वेल. लाइक त्यो कुराबाट चाहिँ कम्युनल एस्पेक्ट्सबाट अनि च्यारिटेबल एस्पेक्ट्सबाट पनि सो मेनी एनजिओ सो मेनी आइएनजिओ आर काइन्ड अफ कमिङ टुगेदर नाउ. पिपुल नो हाउ टु बिड फर फन्डिङ, युकेमा फन्डिङ होस् या नेपालमा रेमिटेन्स पठाउने होस्, त्यो एउटा च्यानलहरू सबै भइसकेको छ जस्तो लाग्छ. तर having said that, there's still so many things to do in terms of like, let's just for example say like a Gurkha pension rights. Mm-hmm. We're still fighting for that even till now. They just had a discussion like last a week ago.
Yeah.
But then they're still on a discussion, so lots of things for Nepali community tyo chai huna baki cha, ramro huna baki cha jasto lagcha. So aile ko herda khere chai aile mero drishtikot bata herda khere chai it's progressive. But yet, there's so many things to be done yet as well.
That's a good way and a nice way to summarize, I guess, your personal observations of the community, especially coming from someone who has been involved in so many different tiers and levels of the community.
Yeah, that reminds me of like the time we worked with for Live for Change.
Oh my god,
yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, because we worked on, I think you and me, like we worked on separately and also like combined effort, like in so many different charities in like in the UK for Nepali communities, just like so. And it was, I always felt grateful to be part of it. Even now, like if I have to be part of like any of the charitable projects, I always feel grateful to be part of it because it just gives you meaning to what you are. Also, if you are impacting the society in a positive manner, then why not?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think we did you did a great job with the health camps as well during Live for Change, which was back in 2012.
Was it 2012?
Yellow t-shirts.
That was like, yeah, beautiful moment though. Yeah.
I mean, so
I think after that, like you invented Tracing Nepal, right?
2014.
So I think like we were doing charity with till 2013 actually.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that was the last project that we went to Rasuwa.
Uh-huh.
Nepalma Rasuwa Pugera, like we did like a health camp, free health camp there. Yeah, it was a beautiful moment then. Yeah.
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 Right. So it's like in life there's in a way, if you create time, there's enough time to do all these different things.
Oh yes, definitely. I mean, I always
you are an example of that.
Yeah, I always associate like you know, when we were studying, like Sanuma study Ganyalama, especially in Nepalma say we used to have like a 13 different subjects and sabai padnai pardthyo ni. So like you have a separate time for each and everything as well. So I think like life is similar as well. You have, if you give time enough, you have like separate time as well. Like obviously it just depends on you, like where you want to ace it, which subject you want to ace it bhanne kura chai pachi auncha jasto lagcha. Tara if you're given time to each of them, you have time for it.
Yeah, definitely. So
yes.
Is there anything that you want to talk about? Or something that
I think we covered a lot. We
might confuse our listeners. They might be like, wait, is this the same person? Acting, dancing, event organizing, community engagement.
Yeah, it's the same person indeed. Yeah. It's just so many
poetry
layers.
Poetry as well.
So many layers. So many things we talked about. I think like, yeah. I don't know. Do we have anything left to say? I think like we have loads of things left to say, but like we can do for part two if there is any.
Yeah, maybe part two, part three. I know.
Yeah, but then yeah, especially now, aile chai, I just want to leave a good note. Ma chai, probably aile bhakhareko bhai bhaini haru, Nepali bhai bhaini haru lai chai, there's so many opportunities now they're out there, just laksa, in any field that you want to go to, whether that's conventional or unconventional. Ani, there are so many seniors who have already done and tested and have gone through so many experience. So just reach out to any of the seniors, like whichever field that you want to go to. I think there are like loads of us in different sector who can give you really nice advice, and for the social mobility as well. I think it will help a lot.
Love that. Merging NEPSOC.
Oh yes, merging NEPSOC. Oh my god, I think like, yeah,
we're gonna demand my eyesight, but I was just like, if I start that topic,
oh yes, merging NEPSOC has been something very dear to me as well. I haven't been able to put time and effort now for the last 2 years, but yeah, it's been something like we were trying to give a platform to younger generations for the social mobility with a sense of belonging.
Pawan will be very happy.
Yeah, Pawan. Yeah, I love that man. Yeah. So energetic.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest and sharing so much of, little bits of your life story with our listeners today on Action With Podcast.
Thank you. It's been an honor. Seriously, it's been an honor. We talked about this, to do this for a very long time.
And of course.
Just with the time and schedule, I'm so sorry that we finally managed to do it. And
It's hard to track down a busy person.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to track down a focused person.
Love it. Yes. Not busy, but focused. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, on that note, thank you so much to everyone for listening to this podcast with Samir Gurung. And a last shout out to all the wonderful sponsors and podcast partners, A-Star Financial Solutions UK, Tap Tap Send, New Lakshmi Jewelers, Nepali Music Festival 2022, and Nepal Authentic Dining. If you enjoyed this episode, then don't forget to rate us 5 out of 5 wherever you're listening to us from. Thank you and bye.
Hey, bye.